With Alessa Roberts, who is a master butcher, and I've just watched him dissect and cut up a pig. Absolutely stunning performance, phenomenal stories. But what I'm really interested in, Alessa, you were telling me about your war wounds. You have two, don't you?
I do. I actually had a bad day one day. It was a bank holiday and was extremely busy in the shop, and I was actually boning out a forequarter of lamb, and I've with a boning knife come off the top of the lamb, and as I'm cutting towards myself, I actually cleared the bone too quickly, and I continued to follow the boning knife, and it descended into my groin. And I thought to myself, well, that's a bit dangerous, because there is an artery that's in the groin that if you actually cut it, if you don't get to hospital within between 5 and 10 minutes, you will bleed out and you will die. So I thought to myself, well, that's a bit dodgy, because I could feel the knife go into my groin. So I went out the back of the shop, dropped my pants, and had a look, and there was just a hole in my groin. And I thought, well, that's okay, there's no blood, so I must have missed the artery. So I then proceeded to press the cut to see if there was anything there, and a big squirt of blood popped out, and I thought, oh my God, I've done something bad here. So I hobbled to my car and drove myself to the local hospital, where I was extremely quickly seen to by the nursing staff, and a female doctor decided to examine me. Drop your strides, she says. I thought, oh my God, this was extremely embarrassing. But it didn't seem to bother her, and she examined it, and she said, you've actually missed the artery by a millimetre. She's extremely lucky. So she said, I'm going to have to give you an injection and put a couple of stitches in it. Okay, I says, fine, thank you very much. So she says, move your machinery over. Well, I knew what she meant, so very embarrassed I did. And she proceeded to put an injection into the cut, which was very painful, and stitched me up, 2 stitches. She said, please be careful, and off I went. So I've hobbled back there because the pain in my groin was actually quite excruciating. But I went back to work, and the shop was still busy, and I thought, right, catch-up time. And I was working my way through the business, picked up the same boning knife, and the chap said he needed some T-bones, so I had to remove a rib bone from the top of it. Lo and behold, I've come off the top of the bone, wallop, and I've laid open my finger with the same knife. And I've looked at this one, and it was a bad one, so I thought, oh, my God. I went back to the hospital. I couldn't drive myself because I was in a bit of a mess, so somebody took me. I saw the same doctor who berated me for coming back so soon. I've got to give you another injection. Stitches into the finger, sew me up, bandage me up, and she says, you've had 2 anaesthetics, go home. Do not go back to work and throw that bloody knife away. And that's what I did.
And you've never cut yourself since?
Not as bad, thankfully. I don't really want to go through that again, but the groin was actually more painful than the finger because I actually lost the feeling in my knuckle where I removed part of the skin, and it's been fine ever since. It's just there's no feeling in it, which is grand, but the pain in the groin was a bit long going.
I hesitate to think. Alessa, thank you very much for sharing your war story with us.
Not a bother.